This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
32 UWD listener.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KO, WB2KO, this is KD2 UWD. You around him? Nothing heard, KD2 UWD clear.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node.
Who's that? KD2HW? Kilo Bravo 2HW? This is Kilo Delta 2, Uniform Whiskey Delta.
Uniform Whiskey Delta. This is Alpha Delta 2, Hotel Whiskey. Name here is Tom.
Name here is Jake, KD2 UWD. What are you up to on this, is it rainy yet? This rainy-ish morning.
Getting home, from a client. I work, from home, but I do usually have to wander off to a client site. And, just leaving the client and heading back home. Gonna work from home the rest of the afternoon. What do you got going on today?
Right now, using some, not radio-appropriate words at this, remote station. Of course, I'm trying to use the transmitter for, Ronnie, which is down in Maryland, the remote transmitter, and more actually at my internet connection, because I've got a delay of, like, 3 seconds, so the station isn't even, like, usable at the moment. Like, it was nice. I was doing so well this morning, and people weren't really, I think a lot of the POTA stations hadn't really set up yet, and now I look, and there's a stack of POTA stations, and now I can't get on to work. I would go set up at a park, activate a park, but it's just, the forecast is just to the point where I'm really not comfortable putting up an antenna into a tree today. It's just not. Especially if I'd known it wasn't going to rain for a little while this morning, I would have gotten up earlier and done it. But now it's like, yeah, I can see it. There's thunderstorm warnings and everything. And it's like, okay, I don't want to do anything like that, because, I mean, even if I put in a lightning arrestor and it just happened to get struck by lightning, I'll probably cook everything before the lightning arrestor, and I really don't want to do that either.
It's just better to err on the side of caution on that one. I did see this morning that there was weather coming this afternoon. I did pay attention as to exactly why. Well, because I'm working. So it was just basically, am I taking the car or am I taking the motorcycle? And so because of the forecast, I took the car. So, yeah, it'll work out. There's still plenty of days left, and a little muggy today, so, having some rain this afternoon should clear that up.
Yeah, the heat today. I stepped outside for just a moment and it's like oppressive, like just oppressive heat. And it's like, no, thank you. I'm so glad I'm home today. It was really wild because my office at work is like always cold. So like when I go in, which is fine because I have to wear long pants, part of the uniform. They don't let me wear shorts. But I've actually been wearing the past week of wearing a long sleeve shirt, one of my long sleeve work shirts instead of my short sleeve one because it's been cold in the office. And it's like, I spend most of my day in there unless I have to go out on something. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to be comfortable when I'm stuck in here.
I don't consider that to be hot out, but it's humidity pretty high, and that's what makes it uncomfortable, that high humidity. So, sitting in the car with the air conditioning on, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have the air conditioning on, and, if I'm inside in an office, I prefer to be a little cooler anyway, so I'll see co-workers walking around with long sleeves on and pullovers and whatnot, and I'm like, I'm going to be in short sleeves. I'm a little cooler, but it keeps me from falling asleep.
I was going to say, we have a space heater in the office that we're still using because the office gets that cold. It's not just cold, it's like uncomfortably cold, like 50 degrees sometimes in there.
It is truly 50 degrees, it truly is uncomfortably cold. We don't even keep server room that cold.
I'm not sure if it's just the thermostat in there is screwed up. I don't think it's truly 50, but it definitely feels like 50 and definitely cold. But yeah, it's really wild though. I'll go out and but then I've got the problem of, okay, now I've got to work in, you know, the 70 or 80 degree. At least in between or the hospitals are significantly warmer. Like the NICU floor, they keep that on the warm side. So the warming beds don't have to do as much work, I think. But then it's like, and you're cooking on the other way when you're out on the NICU floor because they keep them all warm. Unlike everywhere else in hospitals, they keep really cold.
MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Somebody explained it to me one time. It's all about choices. It's all about choices. You can either put up with it or not, right? And so, yeah. Great thing about having choices is if you don't like it, you can do something about it, right? So, well, I wish you well in it. You'll be fine. Wear a jacket, I guess.
Yep, I'd actually rather something be too cold. So you can always put more layers on. You can only take off so many layers until you get arrested.
I've said that before as well. If it's cold, you can always dress to be warm. When it's hot, it's just hot.
Yeah, and nothing you can do about being too hot other than get somewhere cold. All right, I'm going to get back to some stuff here, but I'll catch you later on down the log. This is KD2UWG. I'll be clear on your file.
KD2UWG82HW. Hey, nice talking with you. Have a great afternoon. I still got about 15 minutes in my commute home, so I will be standing by. 73.
73 and drive safe.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.